Microbes are the invisible life of the ocean. They do pretty much the same work as plants here on land. Marine microbial life is therefore crucial for the overall health of the planet. University of Arizona scientist Matt Sullivan is working with Tara Oceans. They're an expedition that's out exploring the world's oceans to learn more about marine biodiversity. Next, we'll hear Matt talk about the ocean research he's doing right here in Tucson, using the artificial ocean at Biosphere 2.
The Tara Oceans project's a really unique opportunity. This is a French-funded, three-year oceanographic research expedition where there's essentially five scientists on the boat at any given time, and they're experts in a diversity of organisms, everything from the kinds of organisms that I look at, viruses and microbes, to things like fish larvae. It's really the invisible world that's driving the carbon, oxygen, nitrogen that we need as humans, driving all of life. And this invisible world are the microbes and the viruses, and they're fueling life through making carbon into sugars through photosynthesis, or making oxygen for us to breathe, or nitrogen as a basic nutrient in the environment. About once per month, we get samples that come from wherever Tara's last port of call was. One interesting thing about the oceans here and how we'll use it to directly impact our sampling is, for microbes and viruses, we don't understand yet what is the small end of spatial scale that we should look at to sample. So one direct method that we can develop here in the Biosphere 2 ocean is to help us understand what spatial scale should microbes and viruses be sampled at. How low can we go? You get down to 1/1000th of a liter, or a millionth of a liter, or even a billionth of a liter. We can start to ask those questions. In 1989, basically the thought was there weren't many viruses in the oceans, and it was because we used cultures like E. coli that didn't exist in the oceans to try to isolate viruses, so we thought there were none. But then a group of people concentrated seawater and looked at those under a very fancy microscope that could see very small things, and we found that there's about 1 million viruses in a teaspoon of seawater. And that led to a couple of decades of research trying to figure out what are viruses doing. And that's sort of where I've picked up. We only discovered they're abundant 20 years ago, and we've only learned recently that they're responsible for 60% of photosynthesis in the open oceans. We can test things in that ocean in ways that we can't do in a real ocean, just because it is sort of controlled.
So that you can swim along a transect, put your quadrats down, and figure out what organisms are in those different quadrats to quantify.
We are studying two basic methods that we're developing here in the Biosphere Ocean. Those two methods are now being used around the world on these oceanographic cruises. The first method is being able to concentrate viruses better, and that was successful, and we tested it here in the Biosphere Ocean. And the second method is to try to develop genetic tags to be able to isolate particular microbes of interest.
There's a lot of organisms in the oceans that we detect often, and we detect them with our genetic tools, but we don't know anything about what they're doing. We don't understand what it is that, what the function is they're providing to the ecosystem. So if we can pull those organisms out using the genetic tag, then we can sequence their whole genome and get a sense for what is this organism doing in this environment, and why is that important. Sort of the crux of global warming is really that we've added a lot more carbon dioxide into the atmosphere. That carbon dioxide has two impacts. One is that it can cause a sort of greenhouse effect or warming in the atmosphere. Another is that that carbon dioxide can get into the ocean. And that carbon dioxide in the ocean actually changes the acidity of the ocean, which impacts a lot of organisms.
It's probably a little bit stable at the bottom. So one experiment we can do here in the Biosphere Ocean, as we get beyond this first year of research, is we can try to ask what happens to these organisms here when you acidify the oceans. How are these communities going to change? And can we be predictive about how these kinds of perturbations might shift the community dynamics out there in the real world?
For more about the new research being done at Biosphere 2, tune in to PBS HD Channel 6 this Monday, January 18th at 6:30 p.m. for Wavelengths, Planet in a Bottle. It's hosted by Vicki Chandler and produced by Pam White for Arizona Public Media. We've got a link on the radio page at azpm.org.